first few days been for you?
It's been a blast. It's been good. You know, learning from all the great guys like Tom and Brandon, and just kind of, you know, take it one day at a time.
Anything jump out about what you've seen from the quarterback room so far these first few days?
It's just great. It's a great environment. All of us is just trying to find ways to get better, teaching each other, rooting for each other, and just trying to, you know, take it one day at a time and not get ahead of ourselves, and just try to learn as much as we can. It's coming along. You know, it's a thick playbook. Of course, it's something new, something different. But, you know, as far as for me, I'm just taking it one day at a time, one step at a time, and just trying to, you know, not overwhelm myself, but, you know, just try to have a process in between of it.
What is your mindset for this quarterback?
Just play my role. Be the best I can be, and whatever my opportunity comes up, take advantage of it.
Did things speed up for you today, or do you feel like you're pretty comfortable given the circumstances and how early the game came?
Yeah, things were, you know, each and every day is getting better. And so I just try to find a way. I don't have to be a lot, just 1% better in whatever I'm doing. That's my process of information, making a good decision, ball handling, throwing, being more accurate. Just find a way to get better each and every day.
Was it noticeably different with the intensity out there, with the pads and everything, and defense going after it?
Of course, you know, everyone, this is the first day with pads, so everyone's hyped up, jacked up, and ready to go. And, you know, we're back to real football. So it was fun.
Sean, did you worry how much time you spent working in off season? Were you ever worried about wearing yourself out?
Not for me. You know, I'm young, so I can go all day. But, you know, I try to manage myself and, you know, take care of my body and take care of my mind. Like I said, just take care of my body, get some away time with my family and friends, and just try to, you know, get myself regrouped, because it's going to be a grind, it's going to be a long year, so that was pretty much it.
Who am I leaning on?
No, guys like Tom Savage, Brandon Whedon, they've been through this situation before, as a rookie coming into, you know, this type of, you know, NFL, coming from college to NFL is totally different, especially as a quarterback. So just trying to ask them questions, how they went through it, and a lot of the other veteran guys, offense and defense, and just trying to find, you know, ways to get through this process.
What's it mean to you hearing all the praise from the coach? You can very highly of you saying you worked long hours, go back to your hotel room and study film.
You know, it's cool, but, you know, that's just me. That's my culture. I'm always trying to find a way to get better as a player, as a person, and you know, just kind of, it's in my DNA. So I just, that's the way I operate.
What has been the most surprising part of the game so far?
Most surprising. If I had to pick one thing, probably today on the goal line, how fast things are moving inside the five. You know, defense is coming, offense is getting off the ball, so you really have to be mentally sharp and be fundamentally sharp down there.
Sean, they always say when guys come from college to the NFL, the speed of the NFL is an adjustment. And what do you think about the speed of the guys on defense and the wide receivers compared to college?
You know, it's faster. You know, guys are knowing what to do. They're operating and communicating better, so they're being able to react quicker. But for me, it's just football. You know, I'm just going out there having fun. You know, this is what I love to do, so I don't worry about the speed or anything. I just worry about my job.
What do you feel the most comfortable in that you're doing on the field?
You know, I'm just trying to get comfortable in all ways. You know, just as a, you know, comfortable with this offense. You know, it's brand new, so I'm just trying to find ways how I can be myself and do the things Coach OB asked me to do.
You said you had a good foundation at Clemson.
I think so, just because I learned so much at Clemson University, and having to take control at the line of scrimmage was very key in the offense, and you got to do the same thing here and take it to another level. So, and I'm still learning. There's still going to be ways to improve. I'm always going to try to find ways to get better and be more smooth at the line of scrimmage, but, you know, it's a good start. It's It's amazing. It's good, not just for me, but for those guys too. You know, we all pretty much, you know, growing to be best friends, and we always hanging with each other. You know, on the practice field, we're rooting for each other. We always communicate and finding ways. You know, even outside of football, we're always hanging out. So, talking about golf, cars, watches, different things outside of football. So, it's a great environment.
How's it feel to be in a situation in college yourself? So, you know, had a great career there, being challenged even more so now that you hit this NFL level. How much do you embrace that?
It's good. It brings out the true competition, the true fight, and you know, just the will inside of you and inside of a person when you're being able to be challenged like that, like I am now. So it's good to have the challenges because, you know, I love resistance. So I love to try to push through that.
You see the Clemson fans over
there? I did. I've seen some every day, so that's cool too.
What has been the challenge
for you so far? What's transitioning to that? Just, I mean, pretty much everything. Just it's a new environment. It's a new lifestyle. So on and off the field, just everything's just been a challenge, and you know, I gotta find a routine and find a way to make myself better.
And you feel like you're competing for the starting
quarterback? Yeah, I'm just playing my role, and like I said before, my opportunity comes, I'm gonna take advantage of it.